The Last Word with Matt Cooper.
Now we're going to talk about the latest death on O'Connell Street. It was announced yesterday that a Canadian tourist who had been attacked nearly a fortnight ago had died as a result of his injuries. In a moment we'll talk to the Green Party councillor for Dublin North's inner city, Janet Horner. But first, Conor Lally, crime and security editor of the Irish Times. Where is the investigation into this assault and death at?
So as I said in your intro there, Matt, this Canadian tourist, Nilo Domagin, he was assaulted in the early hours of last Sunday week. So that was June the 23rd at the, you know, essentially just off O'Connell Street in the Colbrough Street area. He was subjected to a fairly savage attack there. He went unconscious at the scene and he was taken off to hospital and he sadly died there obviously yesterday. So there have been four arrests so far and there have been two men charged. They're both in their early 20s and they, while they have lived in Ireland, they're both from Romania. So they're before the courts. They're both charged with assault causing harm. There are at least two other suspects and the guards have also collected pretty clear CCTV of the attack site. So the investigation is, you know, very well advanced. Obviously, with the death of the victim, the nature of that inquiry will change now. A post-mortem was being carried out on his remains. And once we have the results back from that post-mortem, we expect the inquiry to be upgraded from one of assault causing harm to a homicide inquiry by the guards. So we do think other people will be arrested by the guards and we do think there will be more serious charges in this case.
Of course, this is far from the first assault which has led to either death or very serious injury on O'Connell Street or on the O'Connell Street area in recent years. And in the Dáil today, the Sinn Féin leader Mary Lou MacDonald, who is a TD for the area, said the centre of Dublin city is, quote, scourged with antisocial behaviour, open drug dealing and drug consumption, as well as by gangs who create what she called a daily atmosphere of fear and intimidation. So is it a question that every time something happens that there's an increased Garda presence for a while and things calm down and then we go back to the usual?
Yeah, I mean, I think it'd be very hard to argue against those particular comments by Mary Lou MacDonald in the Dáil today. I think anybody who's spent time in the city centre will, you know, run out, you know, will come across antisocial behaviour fairly often. I mean, as you say, there's violence, there's intimidation, and there's a lot of open drug dealing and a lot of drinking going on the streets as well. So I think, as I say, anybody who has spent time there will, you know, see all of that. And, you know, the atmosphere is often fairly ugly. In answer to your question, Matt, what generally tends to happen is, and we saw it really last year when we had a spate of violence in the Talbot Street area, there's generally a very quick action plan that is drawn up. There is generally, you know, extra Garda resources made available for a period of time. And then really when the roadshow, you know, moves on and when it's not in the news anymore or when things calm down in a particular area, those resources are gradually pared back. And really, that, you know, we're locked in that perpetual cycle over and over again. And I think the bigger problem for the city centre is we just don't have the Garda resources there. We need to see far more Garda on the streets and we need to particularly see them on the streets in the O'Connell Street area and that whole, you know, quarter of the city centre, like places like, you know, North Earl Street, Parnell Street, all around there. We just need far more Garda personnel. You can sometimes walk up there, you know, you can walk up O'Connell Street and you can see a lot of guards on the streets. Other times you can walk up and you won't see any. So I really think everybody would agree, anybody who has experience of that particular area would agree the atmosphere can very often be very ugly and the reassuring presence that's required for everybody is more Gardaí on the street.
Janet Horner, Green Party councillor for Dublin's North Inner City, thank you for joining us. What do you make of Conor's assertion that really what we need is more visible Garda presence to make people feel and be safer?
I certainly think that's one part of the puzzle, but I think that sometimes we get sort of down a little bit of a rabbit hole where that's the only solution that we can see for what needs to happen in the city centre. And look, you know, and you'd quote Mary Lou there saying, listing her concerns about the city centre at the moment. And I think there is certainly that is part of it. There's a lot of problems that are kind of centered around those core streets in the city centre, O'Connell Street, Talbot Street, etc. But, you know, as always, I think we need to have a bit of balance in this, because sometimes there's a perception of the city centre that it is literally a no-go zone. It is just open drug dealing, criminality and violence, and that are the only hallmarks of what the city centre is.
But the evidence is there to suggest that's the case.
But if you go down to today, and I've just come from O'Connell Street now, and I was there for the afternoon, and I was going to a few meetings and bouncing around between the shops and the cafe between times, and like it is generally a pleasant, relaxed, enjoyable part of the city. We've just completed the revival of Liffey Street lower there. People are sitting around on the benches, having a coffee, enjoying the sunshine. And I just think it's important. It's not to downplay what the issues are, but I think there does need to be balance about how the city centre has actually been used at the moment. And a lot of the time, the atmosphere is very positive there. However, there are deep, systemic, long-term problems with the city centre as well. O'Connell Street has been allowed to go without a coherent vision, without a coherent plan. We've seen dereliction come in. We've seen a real, the surrounding areas of it have some of the most intensive amounts of homelessness, addiction services in the country as a whole within the 1 kilometre radius. We've intergenerational poverty there. We've dereliction of sites. So there are very serious systemic issues. But there is also, on the flip side, some of the best cultural spots and some of the best social and retail and everything life that you're going to get in the city is in that radius as well. So I think visible policing will help us with some things, but beyond that, we need to get serious about some of those issues so that we can lean into the best of the city and not get consistently have these recurring issues of horrible instances of violence that are completely intolerable.
Okay, but Conor Lally, last weekend, Dublin had one of the busiest weekends imaginable. Between the Taylor Swift concerts, we had the Pride Parade and various events around town. There were other concerts. There was Gaelic football in Croke Park on Saturday and Sunday. We didn't have many reports of many violent incidents around town, but how much of that may have been down to the fact that there was big policing resources put in place because of all that was going on, and that presence of the Gardaí had the desired outcome.
Yeah, I mean, there was certainly a very large policing operation carried out last weekend. As you say, there was an awful lot of events really on through the city. And look, just picking up on something that Janet Horner said there, I would also agree that, you know, by and large, the atmosphere in the city centre is really good. Just from a personal perspective, I mean, I'd walk anywhere in town at any time. I don't think there are any, you know, no-go areas in the city. But at the same time, I think that in particular parts of the city centre, when you walk down there, you know you're going to see drug use, you know you're going to see drug dealing, and there are just particular spots that I think a lot of people are very wary of. And I just think, you know, we don't have to flood the city centre, obviously, with, you know, more Gardaí, but I do think Garda stations like Store Street Garda Station, Pierce Street Station, Kevin Street and so on, they just need more personnel. And we've had this constant struggle now within the Garda organisation trying to increase the strength of the force up from 14,000, which is where it fell back to during the pandemic years. And we haven't really got beyond that. We're at about 14,100 now. Really, we do need more Garda in those particular locations. That isn't to say that, you know, central Dublin is a complete no-go area, because it clearly isn't. The flaring up of these issues is pretty regular now. And there are even a lot of incidents that perhaps don't end up really in the media. You know, lower level crimes, like the store owners, for example, throughout the city centre will tell you that shoplifting is off the charts. There are problems with homelessness. There are problems with people taking drugs on the streets and so on. So you do have that constant antisocial behaviour there. It may not flare up into very serious crime, but these issues do have to be addressed because they do make people feel unsafe.
Okay, final point to you, Janet Horner, just recently re-elected to Dublin City Council, but There is a special government task force doing work at present, given a 12-week deadline to come up with plans for the city centre. Do you expect it to come up with anything that hasn't already been recommended by Dublin City Council? And do you expect it to be able to implement any of the ideas that it might come up with?
Well, personally, no. Like, I think any of us who have represented the city, and particularly the city centre for the last number of years, I think could give you a head start in exactly what the task force is going to come up with in 12 weeks' time. It is around investing in marginalisation in our communities, investing in addiction services. It's tackling dereliction in the city centre. It's increasing policing resources. It's increasing youth resources and tackling those kind of trauma-based antisocial issues that we see consistently happening on our streets, investing in our nightlife as well. Like, these are the kind of things that we've been talking about for a long time. I find it personally a little bit frustrating to hear yet another task force established while there's many, many other plans that we have for a city centre that are gathering dust on bookshelves around the country at the moment that have yet to be implemented and yet to be properly resourced, properly funded, properly put energy behind. And yet we're coming back saying, oh, we need new ideas. We've plenty of ideas. Put some energy, put some resources behind them and help us get the city back to life again and live up to its full potential.
Councillor Janet Horner of the Green Party, Conor Lally of the Irish Times, thank you both very much for joining us. I wonder how many more times we'll have a similar discussion about O'Connell Street. Would you feel safe going down O'Connell Street, whatever about during the daylight hours, and I'm sure many of you don't, what about at night time?
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Weekdays from 4:30. Today.